This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Cody Reap is Territory Sales Manager with Americot and XGN. He talks about a few varieties that have him really excited.
4098, the B3XF that we came out with this year from our ACE trials, in which that is the trial that we use up and down the panhandle to basically take all of our varieties and put into a trial side-by-side plotting. Anyway, from Plainview all the way down to Hobbs, over to Floridada, all the way over to the Western Leveland and stuff like that and everything in all of our plots. The 4098 did very well for us last year. In fact, it topped out nearly every trial, grade and yield-wise. That variety has some heat tolerance and everything that I think we're looking for here in West Texas now, as everybody's well aware of. You know, in the last few years, we have not got the rains we needed in the summer. And a lot of these varieties have some heat tolerance is subpar. And right now, that variety, we have some testing going on in Arizona with it last year, and the heat tolerance to it showed up very, very well. We also have a 3930 that's a little bit quicker variety, and it has fit very, very well in the same conditions and also has the heat tolerance. Those two varieties graded exceptionally well last year in the ACE trials. I am very excited about those moving forward. We also have one, we get to the Wildcat acres here where I'm at, which has been planted up until the last few days here, 2982. This variety may be one of the fastest varieties on the market out here today. We planted this thing last year in some places in some Wildcat, planted on June 23rd, and did very well, grade and yield-wise both.
To find out more, visit iGrowCotton.com. I'm Stephen Orr.